It's time again for The Insider with Chuck Kuala and Scott Jensen, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and the Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kuala, former Senate Majority Leader.
And I'm Scott Jensen, former Assembly Speaker.
Well, Scott, the legislature has gone home. All people's life and property is now safe. What were the highlights and lowlights of the session?
Well, as you know, the spring session is usually lots of odds and ends, things left over that didn't get done in the state budget or in the big fall session. So I would say that the one thing everybody, lots of slaps on the back, lots of attaboys would be the human trafficking laws that were passed, trying to increase education among people who work in fields that would come in contact with that, requiring it to be reported, having coordination between state and local government on that. That's clearly a win for everybody, and I assume the governor's going to sign that. I think the Republican legislature would say that the tax cuts were a win. Unfortunately, the governor vetoed most of them. He vetoed the middle class tax cut. He vetoed the parents' tax cut, but he did sign the one for childcare, and I think that's going to be good. That's a real issue for parents around the state of Wisconsin, as people have now, after COVID, returned to work but found there's less childcare available than needed. It's been a big problem for folks. So I think that's a good one that was signed. It's unfortunate the others were not signed. I would say the girls' sports thing for Republicans, I think they did the right thing. I think the governor's going to do the wrong thing and veto that one. There's always, of course, unresolved issues in session where the two houses can't agree, as well as the governor and the legislature can't agree. So you had right of first refusal, which is probably the most lobbied issue of the legislative session. The two houses could not come to agreement on that. And then you had gubernatorial appointments. And I think the governor went 45-8. We got 45 of them through, and 8 of them were rejected by the legislature. So lots of odds and ends there, but a few victories for folks to take home and talk about in the elections.
Well, the true insider stuff is the right of first refusal. You say, what? Huh?
Yeah, right.
But it's very important for utilities and for their superstructure, which is ATC. They did not get that bill passed. It's interesting to there's a whole dynamic there we could talk about. But there were a lot of other things. The things that get lost are the lowlights, the things that didn't pass that overwhelmingly are supported by people across the state. And a couple of classic examples are 50 states now take, or maybe 51, take the federal health care money. We are one of the last ones that don't. It's a terrible loss. It's a $1 billion loss. It costs everybody in terms of greater health insurance costs. The shutdown of the healthcare facilities up in the Eau Claire area probably has something to do with this. It's a terrible loss, and it's a $1 billion loss for the state every time we don't do it. And we've been doing it now because Robin Boss ideologically doesn't want to do it. By the way, Mike Pence's Indiana and Mitch McConnell's Kentucky both take this money. We should be doing terrible loss for our state not having it. The fact that reproductive rights were not written back into the law, the reinstate Roe versus Wade, terrible loss for this state. And no action on marijuana. 80% of the people in this state now support that. The fact that our veterans cannot get any relief from PTSD for this is ridiculous. And we are losing a lot of tax revenue because people are just going over the line to Illinois or Minnesota or Michigan in order to be able to do it. So those are the big losses that aren't even seen. Now, there are some that might have been closer to the finish line that we might want to look at, but some that did get over the finish line, like the UW, the deal with the devil, where you finally get an engineering building that everybody agreed on, but the devil, Robin Boss, managed to extract from them terrible things. And then on top of it, what he did and what LeMahieu did at the end was to say, okay, Regents, those of you who did not vote for this at the end, we're going to make sure that you are knocked off the Board of Regents. An outrageous action by an out-of-control Republican legislature. That's what I saw at the end. And I, you know, by the way, the Republicans will not pay any price for not leaving these people on. But there were a number of really wonderful individuals who served and were knocked off the Board of Regents. Absolutely should not happen. They are doing a good thing for the state of Wisconsin. I was very disappointed in that. So more lowlights, far more impressive lowlights from this legislature, this Republican-controlled legislature, than there were highlights.
Well, on to the elections.
See you next time.
You've been listening to The Insiders with Chuck Walla and Scott Jensen, sponsored by the Wisconsin Counties Association and the Tommy G. Thompson Center on Public Leadership.